Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. It was debate night in New Jersey last night. Republican gubernatorial candidate, Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, and Democratic candidate Phil Murphy squared off in the second and final debate in the gubernatorial race. And this time around, the candidates came with a few more specifics than they did last week when they both got panned afterwards for not really getting into their policies. Guadagno's biggest issue is lowering property taxes through what she calls her circuit breaker plan. At least a portion of $1.5 billion in funding will come from an audit of government functions, she says. Let's take a listen to what she had to say in response to this question.
Your plan, if I understand it, you want to do an audit of all government functions, state functions. Right. $1.5 billion is a lot of money. I mean, right. You are part of the current administration. Is there $1.5 billion hidden somewhere in the state house we don't know about?
Well, let me tell you, that's a fair question. Let me tell you a couple of things. First of all, the last time an audit was done, it was in 1983 with Governor Kane. They saved $100 million. Two other audits have been done recently in other states. They've saved $2 billion apiece. At least I have a plan. I mean, what I hear from Phil Murphy's team is that he is not going to address property taxes at all.
Kim Guadagno from last night's debate. Of course, we'll hear from Murphy in just a minute. And joining me now to talk about it is Nancy Solomon, managing editor of New Jersey Public Radio. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Brian.
So as you know, in our People's Guide to Power Real Estate Edition series, we're focusing a lot on New Jersey property taxes and how governor after governor, they all say they have a plan to reduce property taxes, and yet they go up and up, and people still feel frustrated and, you know, put this around the top of their list of what the next governor has to do. Give me the big picture of how property taxes played at last night's debate.
Well, it's central, but maybe a little less so than it was a week ago when we had the first debate, because on that evening, Guadagno really only talked about property taxes. And so there was a broader discussion this week or last night. But basically, you know, Kim Guadagno has a plan that she says will lower property taxes by saying that anyone who pays more than 5% of their income into their school property taxes, it would cap it there and they wouldn't have to pay anymore. And that would save on average about $800 a year for people. And Phil Murphy says, that's not really much of a plan because she's not talking about how she's going to come up with the money to put into the schools without those property taxes, number one. And number two, he says that if the state hadn't held back so much of the money from school districts, from state aid to school districts, then towns wouldn't have been forced to raise property taxes. So he's saying the state will fully fund what's called the school funding formula, which is the state aid to school districts, and that will relieve some of the pressure on towns, because you're talking, I mean, I don't know that people in New York understand that, you know, people are paying upwards of $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 a year on property taxes. And, so it is a huge problem, but they're going about it in very different ways and talking about it in different ways. So, this is a key issue in the race.
Murphy also supports an audit of government, as Guadagno did in her response. Let's hear his response to Guadagno's statement that Murphy's team isn't going to address property taxes at all.
I think an audit's a good idea, too, by the way. 2,829 days. We could have had an audit, I think, accomplished by now. I don't think a fancy title, a gimmick, the circuit buzzer, it sounds like an overstock item at Crazy Eddie's. That's not a plan. You have to back it up with real money. This administration, property taxes are up 17% during the Christie Guadagno years. If you're a very wealthiest among us, a big corporation or a hedge fund, you've had the time of your life because they've had lots of breaks and the middle class is paid through the nose. Funding schools fully is property tax relief. We've committed to undoing the benefits that the corporations and hedge funds and wealthiest among us have had and driving that money into fully funding public education, and that is direct property tax relief.
So, first of all, Nancy, how old is Phil Murphy that he remembers Crazy Eddie's, the old electronics chain? Now it's, you know, Best Buy and maybe PC Richards. How old is Phil Murphy, and how old is Kim Cardano?
Oh,
you don't know. That's all right.
I don't have it in front of me. Murphy's in his late 50s. I believe he's close to me. And Guadagno's a bit younger.
Late 50s, I guess, is old enough to remember Crazy Eddie's. Haha. But there we go again with that specific number of days that Guadagno has spent in the administration. That's the number that matters with respect to her longevity. Last week, Murphy said 2,821 days. Yesterday, it was 2,829 days. Meaning that's how long the Christie administration with her as lieutenant governor has been in office. Could Guadagno have done an audit under the Christie administration by now to Murphy's line of attack?
No, I don't know that she had that kind of power. So, you know, this is the bind that Kim Guadagno was in, and it's not going to change, and it's going to continue to be a problem for her for the next little less than 3 weeks. You know, she was pretty much hamstrung by Christie. She didn't, you know, she was on a daily tour of ribbon cutting ceremonies. And I think she did do some work trying to cut red tape for small businesses, but she didn't really have the kind of power to do this sort of thing. But, you know, I still think it's a fair criticism. I think Murphy is, you know, he has the right to bring up the fact that she was part of this administration. She's running for governor because she says, you know, she has the experience as lieutenant governor to take the job.
Another issue is taxes. Phil Murphy has some kind of millionaire's tax. What is it?
Exactly that. He wants to, for income, for people with incomes a million and more, he wants to tax that income additionally. So anything you make over $1 million, this tax would kick in. He's also saying that he would close the carried interest loophole, which is the income that hedge fund managers make on their commissions, which is they do not have to declare as income right now, and that would bring in a bunch of money. And then he wants to stop corporations who do business in New Jersey, who have headquarters in New Jersey, from using addresses outside of New Jersey to lower their tax burden and not pay New Jersey taxes. So, you know, he's got some specific plans. That was one of the nice things last night that was a huge improvement in the debate. He really owned them and talked about them. He seemed a little cautious a week ago to laying out what, you know, the defense, making a defense to Kim Guadagno's attacks that he's going to raise taxes on the middle class. He did that really well last night. So that was kind of a breath of fresh air. I think, you know, it was actually a really fun debate to watch. And I think the race has really taken off and has become pretty exciting. I'm enjoying it a lot. I don't know about anybody else, but it's really picked up in the last week.
By the way, I was just playing, as you know, with the reference to their ages and remembering Crazy Eddie since he brought it up in the debate. But now people are tweeting their ages. My producers looked up their ages. So for the record, doesn't matter. He's 60, she's 58. Okay. So interestingly, the corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez came up last night when the candidates were asked if Menendez should resign if convicted. Murphy refused to answer and said repeatedly that he would not speculate. Let's take a listen to that exchange.
Okay. The lieutenant governor is a lawyer, and she would also know that persons are allowed their full extent of the law.
Ms. Guadagno, should Senator Menendez be convicted of corruption, should he resign?
Absolutely. It is an embarrassment that Phil Murphy has stood silently by the side of Senator Menendez for 2 years while he's been under indictment. It will be even a greater embarrassment if we have a United States Senator representing the state of New Jersey in the Senate in Washington, D.C.
Are we still in America?
Just to follow up on my question to you, Ms. Guadagno, hypothetically, if Senator Menendez is convicted and you ask him to resign, will you then obviously get to pick the replacement? Would you consider Chris Christie?
No.
You will.
That was an easy one.
That was a great moment. A great moment for Kim Guadagno, because first of all, you can hear it in the tape, but seeing it and seeing the big smile on her face, and actually Murphy was smiling too. It was just very funny, and she's, you know, Kim Guadagno is a very personable, charming person. She's got charisma, she's got charm, and so that's a moment, you know, she's hogtied to Christie, and that is a huge problem for her. But the fact is, you know, she's a charming person, and it does come across, and she comes across well, and, you know, and that was just a hilarious moment, you know, because she's been dying to criticize Chris Christie for years, and now the gloves have come off, and, you know, she's in this fight for her political life, and it's fun to watch.
And yet, she sounds like a Republican, and he sounds like a Democrat. One could not know anything about their histories and have come from Mars and listened to that debate last night, and that would have been pretty clear, right?
Yeah, and in a good way and a bad way, I would say. You know, I mean, in the Menendez question, clearly, you know, I mean, yeah, Phil Murphy isn't going to come out again to say that Menendez should resign. No Democrat is going to say that Menendez should resign until there's a conviction. The Democrats are holding on, you know, by their fingernails to that Democratic seat in the Senate. They are completely, you know, pinned into a corner on this one because they can't say anything. So, you know, and of course, she's going to criticize Murphy for that. Fair enough. It's, I think, an apt, you know, a fine, perfectly good criticism. But at the same time, what I loved about the debate last night is that you had a progressive Democrat who is committed to investing in the state, for the government to invest in the state to solve problems, facing off against a Republican who is firmly committed to smaller government and putting money back into people's hands because that's what's going to fix, you know, whatever it is, transportation, taxes, schools. Like it's a classic Democrat versus Republican race. And, you know, as a political observer and a participant as a journalist, it's a lot of fun to see them go at it over those ideas.
Well, we will have to leave it there for today. Listeners, as a program note, we have both Kim Guadagno and Phil Murphy scheduled for candidate interviews on the show next week. I think she's Monday and he's Wednesday, but we'll give you details. Both of them coming on for one-on-ones next week. This was The Last Debate. My guest has been Nancy Solomon, managing editor of New Jersey Public Radio. Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks, Brian.